It is Monday, July 22nd, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Good day, everyone. So glad to have you on board with us today. Ron Hayes stepping in now for a moment.
Well, Dave, we're doing pretty good today. Obviously, pretty warm. Looks like first half of this week, heat index values will be well above 100 degrees, so folks need to be watching for that. Today, a couple things. We're going to be talking about Farm Bill and the clash between the GOP and the Democrats over nutrition. Also, Josh Pichon going to be joining us a little bit later on. We'll be reviewing the 2013 canola crop with Josh, our state extension canola specialist here on Midday Oklahoma.
Also coming up this half hour, Jim Appel will have his ag calendar. He'll also be joined by Justin Lewis for a detailed look at today's markets. But first, it's a check on today's ag news when Midday Oklahoma gets underway right after this.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable V100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
7 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. A working group has been established in the House to help write a nutrition bill that could win enough Republican votes for passage. While there are rumors the group includes more than 20 members, the Hagstrom Report released a list of 16 members, including House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. According to a Cantor aide, the leader is involved in a variety of outreach efforts with members to chart a path forward on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Hagstrom Report lists House Ag Chair Frank Lucas and committee members Bob Goodlatte, Steve King, and Christy Noem as members of this nutrition bill working group. If you expected USDA's cattle on feed report to show lower numbers across the board, you were right. Gary Crawford report.
No real surprises in Friday's USDA report on cattle in feedlots.
It was within the range of industry analyst expectations.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shea O'Shagham. Everybody expected lower numbers. They got them. June placements of cattle into feedlots 5% below June a year ago. Marketings from feedlot down 4%, lowest on record. Leaving feedlots as we started July with 10.4 million head, down 3% from a year ago. Looking at the weights of placements, double-digit declines in animals under 700 pounds and more up there at 800 and above.
That could really be related to two factors, one of which is feedlot operators looking at relatively high corn prices during that period were looking for the heaviest animals so they could limit the amount of time that they were spending on feed.
Also, forage was better in some areas, enabling some producers to keep animals longer before sending them to feedlots. Steer prices right now down a bit at about $121 a hundredweight. Shagham says that won't last long. Cattle supplies are getting smaller. Prices could end up averaging about $126 this year, up to maybe $137 in 2014. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
The land-grant university system serves a diversified population through its unique institutes of higher education. Rod Bain has that story.
Land-grant universities are best known as agricultural and research-based institutions formed as a part of the Morrill Act in 1862. But as the administrator of USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture points out, there are actually four sets of legislative acts establishing land grants. Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy says in addition to the original act, there was a second Morrill Act passed by Congress.
That's passed in 1890. Basically creates a universe of land-grant colleges for our African-American population.
Better known as the historically black or 1890 colleges. Then in 1994,
a third set of land-grant universities were created. These serve the needs of Native Americans, American Indians.
And just recently, in 2012, law was passed to recognize Hispanic-serving agricultural colleges and universities.
We've got a pretty broad constellation of land-grant institutions that you find in every state in the Union and also in many of the various territories and commonwealths as well around the world.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Jim Appel and Justin Lewis have a check on the markets when we come back right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, along with Justin Lewis at KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures markets do this morning?
Futures markets are overall steady today. This morning we had an existing home sales report, and it fell for the month of June after two back-to-back months of really strong increases. Home sales fell about 1.2%, moving the annual rate to about a little over 5 million homes for the year. Everything in the report wasn't negative, even though most of the headlines kind of sound negative. Sales were still the second highest they've been since November of 2009. So it seems like things are still going in the right direction. And sales are up about 15.2% from the levels we were at a year ago. So even though the main headline number was kind of negative overall, the report wasn't all that negative. Stock market futures here are unchanged. We have the Dow Jones futures down about 4 points. At 15,503, S&P futures in September up 1 point at about 1690 and three quarters. So we're steady there. The 30-year bond's up just slightly, which indicates slightly lower interest rates for the long term. And if interest rates go lower, then typically home sales go up. U.S. dollar this morning's weaker here. We're down about 45 points in September to 82.26. That's about 62% of from the high in June to the high on July 9th. So we're kind of expecting it to stop going down and maybe go sideways here for a little bit. Look at crude oil futures this morning. They're under pressure, down about $1.12 in the August contract. Technical selling is really the reason why it's going lower here, as the market went overbought. The relative strength index was over 75%, so some technical traders will begin to sell it based on that. A lot of analysts are saying it could go to about $100 a barrel from here. We'll wait to see. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil are both lower. Unleaded gasoline's down about 6 cents in August and down a penny and a half in the August heating oil. Natural gas futures here today are under pressure here. We had a below normal temperature forecast for much of the U.S. into early August. And that includes the Northeast. There's some forecasters saying that the Northeast is experiencing one of the warmest Julys on record here. Cattle futures after the on-feed report Friday are down about 10 to 40 in the live cattle, up about 50 to a buck in the feeders. Corn's down about 5 cents. Soybeans strong here, up 12 to 24. And wheat futures are under pressure, down about 5.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will be back with all of your market numbers right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks.
It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Right around 15 minutes past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues now. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you an update on the futures markets here today. August live cattle down 2 at 121.95. October down 27 at 125.95. August feeder cattle up 95 at 153.20. And the September is up a dollar at 156.25. August hogs up 47, 96.95. October is up 22 at 85.20. We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
Checking the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September down 5 and 3 quarters, 699 and a half. December's down 4 and 3 quarters at 712 and 3 quarters. September Chicago wheat down 7 and 3 quarters, 656 and 3 quarters. December down 7, 668 and a quarter. September corn's down 4 and a quarter, 539 and 3 quarters. December's down 5 and a quarter at 495 and a half. August soybeans up 27 cents, 1517 and 3 quarters. The November is up 11 and 3 quarters cents at 1285 and 3 quarters. October cotton down 35, 86.17. December's down 12, 86.06. And August crude oil is down 92 at 107.13. Well, that's a look at your markets. Ron Hayes steps in now with a check on that ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Hi, everybody. Ron Hayes with your agricultural weather. And we want to talk about not just our weather here in the state of Oklahoma for this week. We also want to jump back and pick up the remaining part of a conversation that we had this last week with our friend Bryce Anderson, meteorologist with the DTN folks. Bryce, a former farm broadcaster from a lot of years ago from St. Joe, Missouri, now with DTN, has been for quite a few years as well, understands the relationship of agriculture and these weather prognostications that we talk about on a regular basis. We wanted to look at the western part of the Corn Belt, which has some problems right now, not so much with heat, but primarily with a tendency toward being a little on the dry side. And we're going to talk about that, talk about where we are right now in growing this 2013 corn crop with Bryce right after this. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
Bryce Anderson with DTN with us today as we talk about weather in the western part of the Corn Belt for just a few moments before we get to our own forecast. Bryce, I know that you were indicating to us this last week that we do have a little bit of a tendency toward dry conditions in the western Corn Belt, have been that way for a few days, and we continue to be below normal on precipitation and at least normal when it comes to the temperatures on a daily basis. What are you seeing right now? What are you anticipating?
We're going to see a lot of readings basically in the middle to upper 80s to below 90s. And so in a typical circumstance, that's not really too bad. You know, that's very warm, but it's certainly not out of the ordinary at all. The big issue is going to be on the dry side, because it really does look like the western Corn Belt from central Illinois on west is going to stay pretty much below normal on rainfall during the next 10 days, and it basically takes us to about July the 26th, 27th, in that neighborhood into the latter part of the month of July. And I think that, Ron, I think that's really where the big issue is going to be, is this lack of any real timely rain to kind of take some of the stress off these crops. We have seen corn leaves start to roll, kind of start to wither a little bit, even with temperatures in the upper 80s, which is a, you know, that's not the way things ought to be at all. And so it's that lack of moisture that's going to start showing up. And as hard as it is for me to get my head around, there could be some recurrence of drought conditions assessed in the western Corn Belt in the next 10 days or so if these rains do not materialize. And so we're at a point now where we are watching for the effectiveness of individual shower and thunderstorm cells to see how well they hold together.
Bryce Anderson with DTN. Of course, we're in a fairly critical period of trying to make this 2013 crop as far as pollination is concerned. Forecast for our neck of the woods, sunshine and hot first half of the week. Sunny, hot this afternoon, about 98 degrees, close to 100 this afternoon across our trade territory. Heat index values, though, will be as high as 100, 405. Clear skies overnight, lows around 75, 77. Tuesday, sunny, hot, back close to the century mark. Heat index values could go up closer to 107 degrees, looks like, for tomorrow. Wednesday, 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunny and hot. Back close to 100 degrees again. Thursday, low 90s. Friday, upper 80s, low 90s, and up to a 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms by the end of the week, by that Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday time period. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the Standard because they've set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our Color Selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Monday, we'll look at the 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, we'll look at the Denver Animal Traceability Forum, and we'll look at the Oklahoma Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
The 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show is scheduled for July 25th, 26th, and 27th. That will be held in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center. The theme for this year's convention is Embracing Technology, Enhancing Production, and Evolving Policy. This three-day family event offers a large trade show, informative speakers, committee meetings for developing policy, leadership development for junior cattlemen, and a banquet recognizing outstanding members and their accomplishments. All OCA members are welcome and encouraged to attend the committee meetings on Thursday afternoon. The Friday morning general session keynote speaker is Forrest Roberts. He's the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Producers can gain much by attending the Cattlemen's College sessions, featuring 10 different presentations and speakers on Friday and Saturday. Early risers can be inspired on Saturday morning by Brandon Baumgartner at the Inspirational Breakfast. The convention closes out with the Cattle Market Outlook presented by Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University. The OCA invites you to attend all or part of the convention. Pre-registration is encouraged. On-site registration is available. For registration information, a detailed agenda, and a list of featured speakers, visit www.okcattlemen.org. The Denver Animal Traceability Forum will be held Tuesday and Wednesday, August 6th and 7th at the Renaissance Hotel in Denver, Colorado. The forum features more than 25 speakers and moderators from across animal agriculture, plus several breakout sessions where participants can provide input and bring forth their concerns and questions. The forum, developed by NIAA and USAHA, will allow for much-needed interaction between those impacted by the animal traceability ruling. It will also be an ideal gathering place for state and tribal animal health officials, animal producers, livestock marketers and handlers, and meat processors, as well as state and national livestock show officials and rodeo officials. To register or to learn more about the August 6th to 7th conference, you can go to www.animalagriculture.org. Oklahoma's statewide Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference will take place August 8th and 9th at the Moore Norman Technology Center, that's in Oklahoma City. The focus of the two-day conference is to assist women and producers in successfully managing risk for their agricultural enterprises or small businesses. The cost of the conference is $50 if registered by August 1st and $60 thereafter. Registration includes two breakfasts, two lunches, all refreshment breaks, conference materials, post-conference training, and a Taste of Oklahoma reception on Thursday evening, August the 8th. Registration forms and additional information are available at www.okwomeninagandsmallbusiness.com, or you can call the OSU Department of Agricultural Economics at 405-744-9826.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Monday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider on this calendar broadcast or on our webpage, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly appreciate that update. We are coming up on half past the hour on your Monday afternoon. We've got a complete rundown of your news when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, there's still a lot of politicking going on in Washington in regards to this farm bill. We'll get the latest now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
It looks like the House GOP is not going to go to a formal conference with the Senate on a farm bill until the House acts on a separate food stamp or nutrition bill. The fight over the farm bill process and politics got ugly on Friday on the floor of the House as House Democrat equipped Steny Hoyer asked GOP Majority Leader Eric Cantor if he plans to bring up this week a motion to go to conference. But Mr. Cantor wanted to talk about nutrition instead, and that did not please Steny Hoyer at all.
3 weeks ago, you told me that the reason we passed that farm bill without the provision for nutrition, which had been in there for half a century, was so that we could go to conference. Well, now we're there, but there's no motion to go to conference.
It now appears that the GOP leadership, Eric Cantor and his gang, have decided to put together a working group to try to help write a nutrition bill that could win enough Republican votes for passage. We're talking about 20 members or more. Who knows? Eric Cantor is on the working group. He's put himself on there, along with House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas, also committee members Bob Goodlatte, Steve King, Christy Noem, a part of this nutrition bill working group. This is beyond, above and beyond the House Agriculture Committee, further complicating how you get this thing done quickly, moving through regular order. I think regular order may be out the window. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, there's a new survey out from the Forest Service that shows just how many people have visited national forests, what they did while there, and how much those visitors have contributed to local and national economies. That story now from Gary Crawford.
A U.S. Forest Service survey shows that over 160 million of us visited national forests last year.
And it really makes a difference for them, and it also makes a difference, frankly, for the economy.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says when those visitors come to national forests, they usually buy a lot of things from the local businesses around those forests.
Folks who are hiking or biking or camping, they have to buy supplies. They may need gas, they may need a tent, or they may need some fishing equipment, or they may need binoculars. I mean, there's just a whole series of things that they might need, and they find that they need them. And where are they going to get them? They're going to get them in the communities that are adjacent to those national forests. So it's a tremendous economic driver.
Last year, those national forest visitors spent almost $11 billion.
190,000 plus jobs are supported by this.
Some other interesting things from the survey, two-thirds of forest visits last year lasted less than a day. Top activities, hiking, skiing, and just looking around. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Ron Hayes and his Ag Perspectives coming up next when Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Well, Dave, Midday Oklahoma does continue. Our special guest today, Josh Bishong, Extension Canola Specialist at Oklahoma State University. We're reviewing the 2013 canola crop with Josh in just a few moments.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlant has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlant seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlant by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. We caught up with Josh Bishong, Extension Canola Specialist for Oklahoma State University, this last week at the Winter Canola Conference session held in Enid. Over 350 folks there that day. Great crowd, great interest in canola going forward. As far as the 2013 crop was concerned, it was a challenging crop because of Mother Nature as much as anything. We asked Josh to help us review that 2013 crop of winter canola across the southern Great Plains.
Just like our winter wheat area, it's been very variable across the state, you know. So we had some areas that were really hit harder than other areas with the drought. So some guys exceeded their expectations, and a lot of guys were happy with what they achieved. It's still comparable with what their winter wheat made as far as yield, and they still came out on top as far as the economics. So there are a lot of producers that are very pleased, but the yields weren't there like we should have if we got more rain.
But what would you say, you know, what was the range of yields and maybe that more, that medium or that one that where you saw more yields in that range than anything else?
Yields range from zero. I've heard some guys getting over into the mid-50 bushels, so 55 bushels. Probably a good average for the state would probably be around 25 to 30 bushels, somewhere in there. This year, we're kind of at that lower range, probably, for the state. So still comparable to what we've had, especially with what we've been through this year. I'm very pleased.
Early ideas on what you think might be out there for 2014.
2014, we have a lot of guys looking forward to it. We have a lot of the seed salesmen saying that they're already starting to book a lot of seeds, so we're going to already know that we're going to have another increase in acreage. How big that increase is will yet to be determined, obviously, but last few years we've doubled in acres, or not doubled, but 50% increase in acres last 3 years, so I don't see any reason why we don't continue that trend.
One thing, if you had one thing you wanted to try to share with a guy that's a rookie looking at this thing, maybe for the, maybe grew it last year, but you know, maybe it's brand new to him, and he said, I want to give it a try, what would you tell him?
Focus a lot of your resources on getting a good stand. If we have an excellent stand, that we can tolerate a lot more other stresses, drought, insects, disease, what have you. So getting a good crop established plays big dividends the rest of the year.
I know that the one of the worries I've heard from some canola producers, wheat producers, that especially that have got some no-till or low-till type set up for the, in their operation, they're worried about, you know, being able to do canola successfully.
Canola and no-till systems in this area have been real variable as far as the outcomes. Some years where we have a mild fall, we can get that crop established like we should. In other years, like this past year where the fall was extremely dry and we had some early October freezes and we didn't have the plant size and the root size that we needed, obviously it just got compounded with that residue issue. So with no-till, I'm trying to get guys to plant a little bit earlier to get a little bit bigger plant size going into the winter. So there are some issues, but most of them can be managed, and we have quite a few producers being very profitable with it.
Talking canola with the Extension Canola Specialist for Oklahoma State University, Josh Bashong. That is your farm news. Ron Hay, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers at OSU Wheat Researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. On a Monday, it's time for us to check your agricultural markets. 22nd of July, hot for a couple of 3 days, but there's chances of some more precipitation, looks like, toward the end of the week across a good bit of our trade territory, so some hope there, most certainly. Today, it is a down day on our wheat futures, anywhere from 2 to 6 cents to the downside between Chicago soft and Kansas City hard wheat futures. We're down 2 to 3 cents on our corn contracts for the fall and new crop. Soybeans are actually up anywhere from 14 to 22 cents, down somewhat on cotton futures, fractions down anyway. Crude oil futures are down. Natural gas also on the downside. As far as all the prices are concerned, we're going to talk about everything starting with the livestock trade in just a moment.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
In feedlot country, $1.19 being paid for some cattle in our Southern Plains feedlots, according to Texas Cattle Feeders Association, only about 4,100 head at that cash price level. So the cash market continues to kind of melt away in the Southern Plains. Wholesale box beef trade, choice beef, off 67 cents, 188.55. Select beef, 183.07, off $1.10. 548, the choice select spread, 74 loads, cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 4,500 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Steer calves called $8 to $10 higher, under 550 pounds. Calves over 550 pounds and all the weights of heifer calves selling steady. Yearlings basically steady as well. 500 to 600 pound steer calves $1.50 up to $1.74. 6 to 7 weights, $147 to $154.50. 7 to 8 weights, $1.46 to $1.49 in Joplin. That was as of midday today. Oklahoma National Stockyards today, 8,500 head in Oklahoma City. Opening steady on the calf trade and the yearling steers as well. Feeder steers just lightly tested. Feeder heifers and heifer calves firm. Looks like had some 5 to 6 weight calves early on from $1.57 to $1.85. 6 to 7 weights, $1.39 up to $1.54.50. Some yearlings, a few 6 to 7 weight slights, $1.60, $1.61. A few 7 to 8 weights, $1.44 to $1.50.50. Looking at the last Friday, 4,721 head at the Woodward Livestock Market, 650 to 750-pound steers, $1 to $3 higher, 750 to 950-pounds called steady, calf trade steer and heifer calves called steady, the 5 to 6 weight cattle, 146 to 166, 6 to 7 weights, 156 up to $1.59.50, 7 to 8 weights, $1.45 to $1.58.25, and some 8 to 900-pounders, 141 up to $1.48.75. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle futures are off 12 cents today, 121.85. The October at 125.87, down 35 cents. We've got August feeder cattle up 82 cents now at 153.07. The September at 156.17, up 92 cents. August lean hogs up 35 at 96.82. Our grain, oil, cedar, cotton futures and the energy complex up next. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head, yearling steers, yearling heifers, wean calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you. On the Kansas City Board of Trade, September contracts are at 7.01¾, down 3.5 cents, hanging in there right around that $7 level. December Kansas City wheat, 7.14¾, that's off 2¾ cents. September Chicago soft wheat at 6.59, down 5.5 cents. September corn at 5.41, down 3 cents. New crop December corn, 4.97¼, now a half at three and a quarter cents to the downside. Soybean, September, up 22¾ cents, 13.48¾. November soybeans are at 12.87¾. That's up by 13¾ cents. October cotton down 27 points, 86¼ cents. December new crop, 86.08 cents a pound, down 10 points. Crude oil off 89 cents a barrel, 107.16. Natural gas off 12 cents today to 366 per million BTU. Those are the markets. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm Families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer.
Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news at today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Midday Oklahoma continuing with our Beef Buzz guest, Tom Leffler, talking about last Friday's cattle on feed. Numbers with Tom after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Cattle on feed numbers issued this last Friday by USDA. Numbers of cattle on feed as of July 1 down. Placements during the month of June compared to 1 year ago down. And marketings were down as well. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities says a ho-hum kind of a report.
Basically, no surprises. Basically, a neutral report. We actually saw the July 1 on feed come in at 97%, and that's exactly what they was looking for. The placements came in at 95%. They was looking for 94.9, and the marketings came in a little bit better at 96% when they was looking for 94.7. Now, when you start looking at these numbers broke down, you're looking at the July on feed at 97%. Equals 10.368 million head of cattle. That is a 1.1% above what the five-year average is. Now, Nebraska, when you look at the major states broke down, was down 4% on feed. Texas was down 4%. And Kansas was down 2% versus a year ago. Now, this is the lowest on feed number since September of 2010. This is also the lowest July on feed of the past 3 years. Now, when you look at the June placements at 95%, that equals 1.587 million head of cattle. That is 4.5% lower than the three-year average. That is the second lowest placement of the past 14 months and the third lowest June placement of the past 15 years. Now, Texas placements were up 1%, Kansas down 9%, Nebraska down 9% versus a year ago. The weight breakdown saw the under 600-pound category down 31.5%. 600 to 699 pound category down 27.5%. 700 to 799 pound category up 6.4%. And the 800 plus category up 26.5% versus a year ago. Now, I believe this is the fourth straight month of record large 800 pound placements out there. So it's still kind of negative for the up front part of the cattle. Now, in the marketing numbers at 96%, that equals 1.895 million head of cattle being marketed. That is 6.1% below the three-year average. This is the lowest June marketing of the past 18 years. Nebraska marketings were up 3%, Texas down 4%, and Kansas was down 5% compared to a year ago.
Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, talking about these cattle on feed numbers, and as he mentioned, very much in line with what the expectations were of the various analysts who were making pre-report guesses before this last Friday's USDA numbers were released. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. What a great set of cattle Superior Livestock has put together for their Video Royale 21 sale the week of July 29th through the 2nd of August, live via satellite on Dish Network 231, DirecTV 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle will be sold on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or check them out on the web, SuperiorLivestock.com. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Midday Oklahoma winding down, soapbox time. Hi, everybody. We're glad to be along with you. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've got some ideas about how you think Midday Oklahoma could be improved, why don't you drop us a note, Ron at OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'd love to hear from you, your feedback, pro, con, good stuff, bad stuff, whatever you think about the program and some of the things that we're doing, of course, here on All Ag All Day. We've got reports really throughout the day that are Oklahoma-related for you on this particular radio station. We would simply love to hear who's listening and what your thoughts are as far as how we can better serve you in the days to come. Okay, let's talk about a couple of bits and pieces here as we wind down today. First of all, got some Australian farmers in the state of Oklahoma tomorrow and Wednesday. They're being hosted by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and they've got some stops over at the Fort Reno Research Facility in Canadian County. Going to have lunch at Cattleman Steakhouse on Tuesday lunchtime. Going to be touring some farms in the Logan County area in the afternoon that day, including stopping and visiting with Rick Davis. Then they're going to be out at the Allen Ince Farm in the Hydro area on Wednesday morning, looking at some of the crop production out there, some of the spring row crop production, talking about that before they head on toward the state of Texas along Interstate 40 and Old U.S. 66. Now, also on the calendar, this Wednesday, OKC West El Reno going to hold a regular cattle auction. First cattle auction for them since the May 31st tornado wiped out their facility. A lot of perseverance by Bill Barnhart and his team. We congratulate them for getting back in the saddle and riding so very, very quickly. Well, that's our time today. I hope you're going to have a great rest of your Monday. I'm Ron Hayes for Midday Oklahoma. God bless.
All right, thanks, Ron. Certainly appreciate that. For Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow for our Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.